Penguin Audio presents The Wrong Mother by Sophie Hannah. Read by Elizabeth Sastra. Monday, 6th of August, 2007.
Or your family!
The last three words are yelled, not spoken. As Pam elbows her way through the crowd in front of me, I hear nothing apart from that last spurt of viciousness, her afterthought. She made it four syllables instead of five. Or your family. Four blows that thump in my mind like a boxer's jabbing fist. Why bring my family into it? What have they ever done to Pam? Beside me, several people have stopped to stare, waiting to see how I will react to Pam's outburst. I could shout something after her, but she wouldn't hear me. There is too much noise coming from all directions. Buses screeching around corners, music thumping out of shop doorways, buskers beating unsubtle notes out of their guitar strings, the low metallic rumble of trains into and out of Rawnsley Station. Pam is moving away from me fast, but I can still see her white trainers with luminous patches on the heels, her solid, square body, and short, aubergine-coloured spiky hair. Her livid departure has cut a long, straight furrow out of the moving carpet of people. I have no intention of following her, or looking as if I am. A middle-aged woman whose shopping bags have carved deep pink grooves into the skin on her arms repeats, in what she probably imagines is a loud whisper.